From the Game Nashville Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. Mount Juliet, it's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores.
That's a good way of putting it, Max.
This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Herz on Nashville's best sports talk.
ESPN.
102.5 The Game.
And the Game Nashville app.
It's time to Anchor Down. And listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast on ESPN, 102.5 The Game. I'm your host, Max Herz, talking all things Vanderbilt Commodores on this Thursday, May the 2nd. Our midweek episode is a Vanderbilt player interview. And without further ado, we'll turn it over to Commodore second baseman Harrison Ray. Harrison Ray, thanks for coming on the Anchor Down Podcast.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You are almost done with your junior year.
Yep.
Almost done with your junior year. How's that feel?
Feels pretty good. It's crazy to think it goes by really fast. To think that a couple years ago I was a freshman and now about to be done with my junior year. So it's pretty crazy.
We've all seen kind of the switch that gets flipped once you guys get done with classes, hit May, really hit that home stretch and get hot going towards postseason. What do you guys get more time to do during the day once classes are over?
I think you get more time to just spend with just the little things. Like you come out, come early, get on the field, take some extra ground balls if you want, get down in the cage a little earlier, work on stuff that maybe you didn't have the chance during school time when you're in class and stuff. So I think it's just more of a whatever you want to work on type thing you can work on with coaches or by yourself. So it just gives you a little extra more time.
Those reps have meant a lot to you since you've played so many positions on this team. What is it about the way that you guys rotate in the infield and the outfield that prepares people to play any position, take on any position?
I think it's just guys' athleticism, honestly. I think just being able to be so athletic to where you could just play in different positions. We got guys like Austin, Jason, you look around, Ethan, everybody, Julian can go both first and third. So it's just everybody being able to just do different things, and it just opens up so many more options for Corbs and even guys to play more. So it's a fun thing to have and a fun thing to see everybody moving around. It's a lot of fun to be able to play a lot of different positions.
Coming into this year, what were you expecting to do?
I think me and Corbs talked a couple of times. We were most likely somewhere in the infield, but he still told me, like, the outfield, if anything happens, like, we want to put more righties in the lineup, I might throw you out there. So I was just open for anything. Wherever he wanted me to go, I was willing to go, and I was ready to go wherever.
You had had pockets of games, especially at the end of last year, where you had started consistently at one position over your freshman and sophomore seasons. If you had seen what your freshman and sophomore years were going to be like before you had started them in terms of where you played, how many different places you played, how much you started, would you have been surprised by that?
I wouldn't say surprised, but I would definitely say I wasn't expecting it. I definitely, especially growing up and all, I was always a shortstop, always in the infield. So that was just something I got used to. And then in high school, my sophomore year, I played left field that whole year. That was the first time I ever played in the outfield, and then after that I went back to short. So, I mean, I'd played different positions, but I'd never played it, switched up that frequently in such a short time, but I loved it. It's fun.
What have you enjoyed and worked on the most about second this year?
I think just probably the most I've worked on at second is probably the double play, the feeds and stuff, just working on that, and then the footwork at second too with the double play, and then just getting used to that angle, getting used to taking balls over there, because it's a little different when you're on the other side of the field. You see balls that you don't see certain spins, and it's just different things that happen on different sides of the field. So it's just seeing more ground balls on that side, which is just fun seeing, being able to go over there and play second. So I'm enjoying it,
especially compared to third. There's a lot more ground that's yours.
Yeah.
Both in front of you, both sides, and behind you. And you've gone in every direction possible, it seems like. What's your favorite play you've made at second this year?
Favorite play I've made, I'd probably go with the double play this past weekend. I think that, for me, that was a big comeback from the play before. Just being able to come back the very next play and make that play and get us out of a tough jam. So I think that was probably the biggest momentum swing that I've probably made at second base so far.
Let's talk about another close play you were on this weekend on the offensive side. On Saturday, going back to tag on the low line drive, Ty Duvall's sack fly, then the Superman dive into home plate. Just talk me through that, what you're thinking as that all goes on. The catch is made, you're not even back on the base.
Yeah, I saw him hit it, I kind of froze for a second because I didn't know which way to go. And then I was like, oh, he might actually catch this ball. So I went back to tag. And while I was going back, he looked like he was diving. So I started slowing up some. And then I see he catches it. And I was like, oh, I got to get back and tag. And so once I tagged up, I was like, I'm going. And so I usually, Corbs is, he's pretty free with me over there when it comes to tagging and stuff like that. I'm on my own most of the time. And so I felt like he was deep enough, and I didn't think he could throw me out. So I'm always going to be aggressive when it comes to stuff like that.
And that inning was infield single, get to third on a hit and run, then score on that. Is that the most fun way to score?
Yeah. You get back in the bunker real quick and have a party in here. So it was a pretty quick one, I will say. So it's a lot of fun when you do that.
Coach Corbin had said early in this season that there's a lot more of you that hadn't been seen yet in terms of the speed and athleticism. Do you feel like we've seen everything you can do now?
No. I still think there's things out there that I haven't done and shown people. So we still got a good amount of games left, and hopefully we're fortunate enough to play and pass the season. And so hopefully that gives me enough time to showcase my skills and let everybody see what I can do.
You know how much I love Clyde the Glide Avant,
mm-hmm.
who we had on the podcast a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Was amazing.
I heard that.
He was amazing. What has he done for you?
I think Clyde is just cleaning up my running. I think people don't realize how much or how important it is to work on your running. Because if you think about it, especially I listened to Tony. I was with Tony this, his off season. So, yeah, my off season too. But just watching Tony there running with him and stuff, it's just like you think about it, like you have guys that in the off season you go, you work on your hitting, you work on your defense, but nobody really works on running. And it's like, if that's part of your game, why not work on it? So I got with him this off season. I was just a couple times a week we'd go out there and just do different just technique drills, just working on your technique, working on base stealing, jumps, breaking down the lead. Like, there's so many different things that you can get into just working on trying to get that a little quicker, just that extra step that you could, that extra step is a hit, that extra step is a stolen base, that extra step is a run. So just working on that out going forward. Me and Clyde are going to be working on a lot more when we get a little more time. So I'm just very appreciative of what he's done and for me. And I just tell anybody that if it's not Clyde, get somebody out there that could just help you, film you, break it down, talk to you about it, show you different things that they think might help you get a little faster. It's just some next level stuff that people don't really think about yet that we're gonna start seeing come into baseball. It's just breaking it down, because they're already breaking down hitting, pitching, all this. Now start breaking down your running. That's an extra second that you gain on everything. So I appreciate it.
And to him, you're not Harrison.
No, I'm
you're
not.
Harrison.
Yeah, I'm Harrison to him.
80 grade nickname?
That is definitely an 80 grade nickname. I've never heard that one before. And when he told me, I was like, well, I kind of like it. So he's very creative when it comes to nicknames. That is one thing I will give him. His nickname game is on point. I'll give him that.
I'm in your camp on that one, too. Let's talk a little bit of hitting. Talk fielding. Talk running. Coach Corbin said that you had worked with Coach Baxter a lot on hitting some breaking balls down and away from you, and you finally got one of those this weekend. What's it like working with Coach Baxter one-on-one, and what makes him good at his job?
Just working with Bax, I just think he's been there. He knows he played at Vanderbilt. He's been in the box. He knows how it feels. He's played at the next level. He knows how all these different things feel. And it's not like you're hearing it from somebody who has never been in there. He's been in there. He's doing what you're trying to do. He knows how hard it is. He knows everything you're going through right now. So just to have him, he knows he knows how you're feeling, so he can. It's just somebody that you could talk to that has been there before, and they could give you something that they use that might help you. And just getting back in the cages with him and working on just seeing the slider. It's not always hitting it. It's just seeing it. You got to see, don't see which one you got to swing at, which one you don't swing at. And so I think the biggest thing is just being with him, seeing more sliders, seeing more curveballs. And the last two weeks, I think the last night's game I hit a breaking ball. Then, like you said, this weekend I hit a breaking ball the other way. So it's just, it's good to see the work that you've put in show on the field. And so I'm just hoping that I can keep it going, because I know I'm going to continue to see more of them. So just be ready for them.
Last night's maybe the fourth or fifth time that we've gotten to see all the freshmen get into a game. The at-bats have been scarce for those guys. But you guys get to see what they do in pregame, what they do in training in the middle of the week, things like that. How can you tell that they're learning and improving despite not getting a lot of playing time?
I think just seeing what they did last night, you got guys coming off the bench like Tate. You got IT, who out of the freshman class, he's seen a lot of innings and a lot of games, but you see what he does. You got just seeing all these guys. Sterling got out there. Justin got out there. So it's just seeing them get out there and just letting them get stuff under their belt. Like Tate had a couple good plays. He had two great at-bats. And then Isaiah, that's on its own. You don't need to really talk about that. He had a great night. But I think it's just letting them get out there and just have fun. And I know that they don't really see the field that much, but they get a lot of work in before, and that's the biggest thing. Because I mean, I was in their shoes. You might not always see the field all the time, but you got to really take care of that time before, like Corbs talks about, which is very important. And I'm a testament to that. That is one of the most important things those times before. So just getting, you see, they got out there and they had fun, put together good at bats, they made plays out there. So it's good to see them get out there. Those kids are talented. All these freshmen, they're very talented. They might not be out there right now, but those guys are very talented. They can do a lot of good things, and so the next few years for them is going to be fun, and they're going to show people a lot. Those guys can play, and so I'm glad they got a chance to play last night, and I hope going forward that next few years they get more chances to play and show people what they can do.
On the other end of the spectrum, the seniors this year have obviously been the first and foremost reason why this team has been good from the jump, at least in my eyes. Seeing what they've been able to do, what excites you about it if the draft doesn't come calling, staying and being a senior leader potentially next season?
I think watching those guys and seeing how they've handled everything from, I remember being around all of them come draft day last year and just watching them go through everything. It's been a very good experience for me to watch how they've handled it. And I applaud them for everything they've done for our team this year. Just the experience they've had, all the leadership they bring to this team, the energy. It's fun every day coming to the field, seeing Julian, Ethan, Scotty, AJ, Boo, all these guys. Grizz, it's just they bring so much energy to the field. They make it fun, and it's very exciting seeing what they've done this year. I mean, like you said, if it doesn't work out and I do end up coming back, then they've given me a blueprint on how to handle it and how to lead a team and do what you have to do to win and do what you have to do to just get better every day and just make sure this team's going in the right direction. So it was a very interesting learning experience and just watching them, and I'm very thankful for everything they've done for us and this team, and I know Corbs is very thankful for what they do, and he's very appreciative of them, and so are we as a team, so we're very thankful to have him this year.
Last question, and it's a fun one, and it's also not a question. Mm-hmm. You have the best walk-up song on the team. I'm just going to state that as a fact.
I appreciate
Watch the Throne.
I appreciate that. I wanted to go a little old school this year, so it came down to...
Was it 2010, 2011?
I want to say 2011, so it was a tough choice, but I ended up... I think I made the right choice.
Okay. 2011's old school. That might be a controversial
one. Yeah, that is. That's an interesting one, but I know a lot of these kids we have up in the stands don't know what's going on, so... Give them a little taste of what they missed out on.
Got to go find Watch the Throne on what? Tidal. because it's not on Spotify.
Yeah, maybe YouTube. I know YouTube has it, so.
Okay, we'll educate them. Harry Ray, thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Max. I appreciate it.
Thanks again to Harrison Ray for coming on the podcast this week. Enjoyed a lot of what he had to say, especially talking about the defensive side, adapting to second base, learning the position, what he's enjoyed about it, what the challenges have been, and the like. Playing in the middle of the Commodore infield this year. Commodores at South Carolina this weekend. We'll have a full series recap for you on Monday's episode. TheGameNashville.com is the place. Click on Pod Center and then click on Anchor Down. You can also find our full episode archives there as well. Thanks for anchoring down and listening up with me, Max Herz, on the Anchor Down podcast on ESPN 102.5 The Game.